Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, October 11th. Let's dive right in, shall we?
All right, let's do it.
Because Americans want legalized marijuana.
According to the latest Pew Research Center, that survey, this is more people than ever now.
Yeah, they said since they started taking the survey back in 1969, 62% of Americans now favor legalization for medicinal and for recreation use. They say that it's actually a double-digit increase since 2000.
How about that?
So it's becoming a lot more palatable, except for the older generations, the silent generations. Not too keen on it, but even baby boomers are at 54% yes, 63% for Gen X, 74% for millennials. Considering the tax revenue of like Colorado and California are getting on this, I think Florida should jump on board.
Well, we did pass by over almost 70%, maybe over 70% the last 2 years. Medical marijuana in Florida, and you say that the recreational didn't make it on the ballot because they forgot to turn in the paperwork.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Storm's like, well, I wonder what they were doing.
Yeah.
It's funny, though, because, you know, I think about when my mom was sick and everything for a while. Like, it really, the medicinal at the time, you know, obviously wasn't even legal then, but it would have really helped. And like you said, Chris, it's a moneymaker.
Yeah. I you know, they actually have in Colorado, they've had tax holidays because they have so much, they have a surplus of tax money, they don't need to collect it.
They had to actually go back to the legislature and figure out, what do we do with all this money? Because we didn't know what to do with it. And they're really finding it's good for opiate addiction.
Absolutely.
Well, especially our soldiers with PTSD. They're using it to treat that.
Yeah, there's a lot of good reasons for that. And it's good that Americans' ideas are changing on this. Let's talk about healthier mac and cheese. Which may be good after some marijuana.
That's the other side of the coin right there.
Let's talk about our comfort food, very notoriously high in fat, calories, and salt. That's why we love it so much.
Here, just for informational, a cup of macaroni and cheese from, what do you call it?
You said Kraft, I think.
The Kraft macaroni and cheese, about 400 calories. One cup. Yeah. And you can eat more than one cup.
Well, here is what you can do. Even if you're homemade stuff, you can actually make it not, a little bit healthier, and nobody's going to know about it. And one of them is to add vegetable puree to the sauce.
So you cut back on the cheese, add more veggies.
Then. Yeah, so like you maybe put some cauliflower, pureed cauliflower in there. Kind of doesn't really have a taste of its own. You won't notice it, and there's actually some good vitamins and minerals in there as well.
You can trick the kids, too, because it's like basically colorless when you combine it with cheese.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's true.
My aunt to this day cuts mushrooms so small that her kids don't know that it's still in there. And they're grown kids.
That's funny.
Let's see. You can replace part of the cheese with something like cottage cheese or Greek yogurt. It's kind of creamy and lower in calories. Right. Just kind of stay away from the no-fat or skim varieties because it does make kind of a grainy.
Yeah.
You can also do that with a lower fat percentage of milk. Instead of using whole, maybe do 2% or 1%. How about let's see here.
Whole grain pasta.
Pasta. Swapping out the whole grain pasta adds a little buttery nut taste to it. And you can actually even put in some vegetables. Don't even just hide them.
Yeah, a little frozen peas, stuff like that. That's a beautiful thing. You know?
It's basically a casserole, but it gets the job done.
Very much so. How to remove lint from your clothes quickly. It comes down to dryer sheets. We found out during the show. It's the Heinz 57 of laundry care.
It does everything.
So what you do, it has anti-static properties. That's why you stick it in the dryer. So it would make sense that if you kind of rub it on your shirt or anything that has a little bit of lint on it, it should come up, or any cat hair or dog hair. They say also, too, if you want to, you have some time, stick it into the dryer with the dryer sheet. Put it on the air mode about 15 or 20 minutes. That tumbling around will regenerize that anti-static property and get all that stuff off. They say, believe it or not, a pumice stone from your bathroom can do a whole lot of good on pilling sweaters. Just kind of get a little bit, give it a little bit of a rub, and there you go. Huh.
I think those work on like the backs of my cats like to sit on the back of my couch. You know, and if you rub those kind of lightly on the top of the pillows of the couch, too, that gets it off.
Interesting. Good way. Let's talk about New Zealand canned air.
This is an actual thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
This actually was a lady. She was at the Auckland, New Zealand airport, I guess, coming back from vacation. And she noticed in the gift shop that they were selling Pure fresh New Zealand air.
And it comes with a little gas mask that you can use to breathe.
That's the interesting one to me. When I was in Iceland, they had these by the checkout. They had like canned Icelandic air. It's like, take a little of the Iceland air with you.
Yeah.
But there were no gas masks attached.
Yeah, this one is made by Kiwana Company. And it says it's New Zealand's unique position. And the Southern Ocean makes their air cross no major land masses before flowing into the pristine Southern Alps of New Zealand and into this can.
It's captured on the high ridges above the New Zealand snow line and sealed inside a can with an adjustable face mask that gives you about 130 to 140 deep breaths of pure New Zealand air.
You know,
I think I said gas mask, thinking, like visualizing it, but obviously it's not a gas mask. It's a breathing mask.
Face mask,
It's not an apocalyptic type thing.
That's what I'm envisioning. Like people walking around with cans hanging from their gas masks, like so creepy.
I actually thought it reminded me of Spaceballs. Wasn't that the whole plot of Spaceballs to steal air?
Yeah, it was trying to steal the air from the the planet.
Ludicrous speed.
Yes,
the planet Druidia.
Funny, they don't look Jewish. So we talked about also perfect job for Storm. He is a good chef, has a lot of cooking knowledge and good food. So the Queen might need you. Queen of England, I'm talking about.
I'm there, Queenie. Don't worry. Hang on, Elizabeth II.
Not to be confused with the houses of the ladies of the night you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, I got that mixed up.
Different kind of house.
Ladies of the in waiting as opposed to evening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One word. I get one word wrong.
Queen Elizabeth apparently is on the market for an experienced and qualified chef with a background in premier catering.
All right.
You'll become the sous chef to her main chef, Her Majesty's main head chef.
That's a big deal.
It is.
Title right there, guys.
I mean, considering about all the dinners that she hosts, that'd be kind of a cool gig to have.
And you get to travel to Balmoral Castle and all her other properties around the world.
Yeah, you get to travel with them because, you know, you're the chef. That's what you do.
Yeah.
They say basically that they don't know how much it is, you know, the salary is, but in essence, you get to live in Buckingham Palace and you get meals, of course, because you make them.
I think it should be a reality show.
Yeah.
Be, you know, you get to win being her sous chef.
Yeah, see, that would be a great idea.
Yeah. Well, they need to hurry up because the position closes on October 19th, so a little more
hungry.
Than a week.
That's next Friday.
Application's in.
Yeah. That's a week from tomorrow. Wow.
She's hungry. And yes, Netflix and chilled. You knew it was coming. You knew it. Anything that's good, somebody takes it to the extreme. So there's an unemployed man. He's being treated for a Netflix addiction in a digital rehab clinic in India. It's the first of its kind for Netflix addiction. Doctors say the 26-year-old couch potato bum began streaming films and TV shows on Netflix for more than 7 hours a day.
Here's the deal. 7 hours a day, for some reason, didn't sound that bad. I mean, as far as having an addiction, you know? But if it's every day, I guess he needs to go out and get a job.
Something like that.
Yeah, he said that it led to eye strains, exhaustion, erratic sleeping patterns, and wreaked havoc on his health.
Now, where does he go for a rehab like this?
They have, apparently, they have a digital rehab clinic in India that does not only drug and alcohol addictions, but they do technology addictions, including
like
gaming and
social media.
Yeah,
gaming, stuff like that.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
They say they use meditation and career advice.
Yeah.
As well as traditional
therapy.
Step one, get off the couch.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to learn to chill without Netflix.
Yeah.
Wow. Good luck, buddy.
Can you imagine him kind of jonesing with a remote? He's got his finger starts twitching. And he's like, I can't do it, man.
Wow.
I can't do it.
Unbelievable. I need to just let me hold the gamer.
I want 20 seconds. Give me 20 seconds,
please.
Man. Come on, hook
Netflix,
me up.
Are you still watching? Yes. Dang it, I am.
Yes, I am. So there's our show for today, Thursday, October 11th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday on 98.5 KTK.
ABC.
Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.